This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Jack and Dean podcast on Joy 94.9.
You're with Annie and Dean for the Tuesday Drive Home on Joy 94.9.
Hey, hey. And we have a big hour and a half coming up, and we're going to be giving away some tickets to a concert. So you want to stick around for that, and we're going to tell you a little bit about the topic, because the other week I was having some mad cravings for a certain fruit.
Ah.
Yes. But not...
A banana.
Nope.
An apple.
No.
A mango.
A mango. No, they're out of season. Oh. But I was craving a bit of pineapple, but I wanted it in a burger. I was a...
No!
Yes! I was having this particular place I know does it, yeah. And I went and ordered it, and unfortunately, it did not satisfy my craving because it had mustard and tomato sauce, and it should have...
With pineapple?
Yes, that's what ruined it. I'm sure it would have been what I wanted if it was just the buns and the meat and cheese and pineapple and maybe some beetroot. That would have been good.
But this pineapple has no place in a burger.
Yes, it does. I mean, that's the classic. Isn't that the Aussie burger when you have like an egg, bacon, tomato, the bun, lettuce?
Yeah, but I'm not hearing any pineapple though.
And the pineapple. And that's the pineapple. What makes it Aussie. For some reason, like Aussie pizza, it's got egg, pineapple, ham or bacon.
See, if it was Hawaiian pizza, that would make more sense. Having pineapple. And actually, are pineapples from Hawaii? I don't know if they are.
I don't know. I think you can grow them anywhere that's a bit warm. But it is a very controversial topic, what you put pineapple on.
And what
on.
You don't put it on, like burgers or pizzas. You don't put it on burgers
Excuse
or pizzas.
Excuse me, I'm quite offended by this. I think we have more to discuss, definitely. So you can join in on the conversation. You can tell us what you think now or save it for the comp. 0427-JOY949.
So if you do save it for the comp, you will go in the...
yeah, you'll go in the drawer, all right.
We're going to tell you about this, yeah. We're going to tease it some more, but we are going to be asking you about pineapple. Yes. Are you in or you're out?
Yeah.
And if you're in, what are you in with pineapples?
Mm.
You are with Annie and Dean for the Tuesday Drive Home on Joy 94.9. That's right. And we're giving away a prize this hour.
We are, and I want to win these tickets. Am I eligible?
No.
Oh, dang it. Well, it's a double pass to Taylor Henderson moving on tour. Multi-platinum Australian artist Taylor Henderson is releasing his brand new single this Friday, July 26th. To celebrate... We are giving away a double pass to his show at Memo Music Hall this October. The National Moving On Tour kicks off later this year, and we want you to attend. Book now. Tickets available at memomusichall.com.au. Thanks to Michael Stengel Management.
Thank you, Michael.
Yeah, so we did some research into Taylor Henderson, and not only was he on X Factor, what was the other show he was also on? Australia's Got Talent. Right? Yeah. That's right. So clearly very talented. And Joy is giving you a double pass. And to enter, what should we do, Dean?
Well, the question, I wonder if Taylor likes a bit of pineapple on his burger.
He is Aussie, I'm sure.
Aussies. No,
put pineapple on your pizza and your burger.
Pineapples are not Aussie.
That's true.
Again, we've gone to the researcher. Our team of researchers have come back to us and said pineapples don't grow natively in Australia.
Yeah, Wikipedia says they're from South America, native to Mexico and those regions. But
so it's a Mexican burger.
I guess, but, you know, we have the tropical ability to grow these as well. I think we can claim them as our fruit.
Well, I think grow them and eat them as fruit, but don't put them on your burger.
I disagree. Come on, let's hit the text lines on this. 0427-JOY-949. Would you put pineapple on your burger? Let me know.
And someone who's been quick off the mark is Jebediah, who has said yes to pineapple on burgers.
There you go. That's one for me, Dean.
That's one person who's wrong.
Oh.
But also, it's not just about burgers, though. Pineapple, people put pineapple on all sorts of things.
Yes.
And are wrong.
Fried rice. That's my fave.
That's wrong.
No, it's not. And I mean, you know, I'm Chinese and I say put pineapple in it.
But pineapple, and then when you put your soy sauce on your pineapple, that's
Salty, sweet things. That's why. I put fries in my ice cream.
Oh,
do you do that?
I did not do that.
Dean's having a meltdown.
No. Pineapples in burgers is wrong.
It's
pineapples
not.
In fried rice, wrong.
What about the beetroot thing?
But pineapples on your ice cream, I get that. like a deep fried pineapple ring with an ice cream. That could be okay.
I'm a big fan of that as well.
Pineapples in your cakes, you know, like what do you call that, upside down cake? They put the pineapple rings.
Oh yeah.
Yes to that. But not to your burgers, not to your pizza, not to your fried
Where is my
rice.
Tribe? Where is my tribe? We have another text in.
Oh, it's Jebediah again.
It's Jebediah. I am not wrong, Dean. That's all.
Oh, Jebediah bites back. Tell us, what is your position on pineapple in food? 0427, join 949, and go to the draw for the double pass to go and see
Taylor Henderson. And the phone lines are heating up because our debate topic of this afternoon is pineapple. And if you want a bonus question, beetroot as well, on all things, whether it's pizza, burgers, or even in your satay, we've had a text
yay
in.
Yay or nay, pineapple. Yay or nay.
Karen is for yay. I'm on team pineapple, pro pineapple. Pineapple definitely belongs on pizza and burgers. I've also had it in a satay, which was very tasty. Thank you, Karen. I'm going to try that out myself. I've never done a satay, but why not? The first time I try it, chuck some pineapple in it.
A satay's actually okay. I could do that. Thank you, Karen. I could do that. Yep. What else we get through?
Jeb's back.
Yes, chop off the top of the pineapple and plant the top. It's like the perpetual pineapple plant.
We just learned that the plant only grows one pineapple at a time. But maybe if you kept regenerating them, you'd have unlimited pineapples from one plant. He's hacked the system. Or they've hacked the system.
That's right. So you cut the top off and put it.
Yeah.
Because remember,
you can do that with a lot of other vegetables.
Yeah.
I've seen my friend do it with bok choy and some other green herbs that you can put in water and they grow.
I remember as a kid, you put like the potato in a bit of water on your windowsill and it'd grow hair.
Oh, I didn't know you had.
No, not potato. It was maybe it's birdseed. I can't remember. I was a kid a long time ago.
Sad kid by the sounds of it.
Stefan's on my side, I think.
Stefan, what have you got?
Stefan says.
I don't like the start of that text.
100% absolutely no to pineapple or burgers. Absolutely no to pineapple on burgers.
If you were no to burgers, I think Dean and I would both say there's something wrong with you if you don't like burgers at all.
Pineapple on burgers or on pizza, yuck. I'm with Stefan.
Boo.
No.
We've got a poll up on our Instagram as well. If you want to weigh in and can't be bothered texting, you can just go on Facebook or Instagram at Jack and Dean and vote there. And we have someone else from Caroline Springs. Andy says, I'm not a member of the pineapple community myself, but I consider myself a pineapple ally. Pineapple belongs as much as any other ingredient.
It's very inclusive.
It is. Maybe you are a pineapple ally. You're not pro-pineapple, but you can live with them.
I don't understand their ways, but I'm sure we can live side by side in harmony. Pineapple pride!
Who knew this would be such a deep topic?
That's right.
Yes.
It is time. Oh, no, he is.
Oh, Fossey is in the room.
It's 5:30, which means it's time for the news headlines. We're getting a little bit carried away here.
Yeah, we'll ask Fossey after the news what he thinks.
Now, tell us, pineapple.
Let's get to the real topic.
So you guys just don't stay away from the hard-hitting stuff,
do
you?
We're not shy. No, we're not scared.
No one would suggest otherwise.
So what's your position? Pineapple on a burger?
On a burger? No.
I've got to qualify, though.
You were my friend.
Annie, I'm going to go part of the way here. Once upon a time, I really liked it, but I've just gone off it. You know? I don't know. Maybe it's an old man thing. You know?
You reckon?
Yeah, maybe we grow out of it.
Matured?
Maybe you just lose them. I don't know.
Disregard Fossey. He doesn't know what anything tastes like anymore. Come on, pro-pineapple people.
An early stage dementia. Yeah. What do I remember anyway?
Maybe you're a pineapple ally, which is a phrase we've gotten from one of our listeners.
A pineapple ally?
Yeah, they don't mind it. You know, Yes.
And has the pizza thing come again? I'm sure that you guys are all over this, right?
Well, I still don't understand why it's an Australian and an Aussie pizza.
Yeah, like an Aussie pizza has
wine
egg.
Wine makes sense to me.
And
Hawaiian? Not that it's Hawaiian, it'd be Brazilian or Mexican pizza.
Do they have pineapple on an Aussie pizza, do they?
Yes.
Who?
That's what
I'm
you
pretty
said.
Sure, yeah. My local pizza store.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought.
Let's ring and ask them.
Let's just order some pizza. You know, forget the topic. We're ordering pizza. This is why we brought it up.
Half the audience has just decided what they're having for dinner.
Thanks, Fossey.
Pleasure.
We've been debating this all afternoon. Pineapple.
And Beatrice, if you were keen to weigh in on that as well.
Pineapple on burgers is wrong, I say.
I disagree. It is the best. Put it on absolutely everything.
And somebody who agrees with you is Simon James, yes, who has said the pineapple rules, pineapple on everything.
In caps with 3 exclamation marks.
Yeah, he's not a well man, is our Simon.
Oh. No. They are offending me, but all of our listeners in Melbourne as well.
So we've had a number of people weigh in on this one. They've all gone to the draw.
And only
the
winner winner.
Jebediah!
Jebediah! Yay. Congratulations!
And Jebediah was pro-pineapple in a big way.
He was very animated
very
on the
excited
text line. Thank you for messaging in. And if you missed out, go and log on to memomusichall.com.au to grab tickets if you are keen to see Taylor Henderson. It is now time for Dean's Dilemma, our weekly segment.
Dilemmas of an almost middle-aged gay white male, because nobody knows how hard it is for a cisgendered white men.
No idea.
No idea at all. So recently we went out for breakfast with friends. We like going out for breakfast on the weekend. It's kind of is it a gay thing? I don't know.
Oh, I've never had breakfast with friends. I do not know at all what that is like. Tell me about it.
But my people like to brunch. We like to brunch. And we went out to this lovely little cafe, and this friend of mine looked at the menu, and there's a lovely menu, lots of really nice things. And he said, oh, I might go for the big breakfast, but I'm going to go for the big vegetarian breakfast, he said.
Oh, he's vegetarian.
Well, no, he's not. Right. But he went for the big vegetarian breakfast because it was quite, you know, there was tomato, there was spinach.
Yeah, that's good of him. I try to eat vegetarian sometimes, yeah.
But then he asked for a side of bacon.
Oh.
That's not right.
It's a big, what kind of bacon was it? Was it like big, fat,
that's not the point,
juicy
he
bacon?
A big vegetarian
breakfast. I know, but I'm trying to rate like how bad it was on the scale of like, you know, like was it, because I've got that, like, what do you call it? Kaiser like fleisch or something where it's like that thick, super juicy, fat bacon.
But like if it was like a little,
yeah. But if it was a bit of like, you know,
prosciutto
something light and nice on the side, I'd probably be like, that's not too bad. Like sometimes I would do that, you know, you eat generally healthily and then you have a treat.
But really?
Yes. I mean, it does remind me of when you go to, let's say, eat some junk, you order, like, the burger with the large fries,
and then fries, I see... And some onion rings as well.
Yeah, onion rings as well, and it's like, oh, that's clearly your cheat meal.
And dipping sauce.
And dipping sauce, and then, and then I hear the person order a Diet Coke with it, you know? Like, oh, you know, got to watch those calories.
I'm counting the calories. I don't think it's right, though. I don't know.
I don't mind it, you know, as long as it's like 80% healthy. Sometimes you want a bit of protein on the side. I don't judge him for it.
But maybe it's like saying, you know, I'll have the bacon and eggs, hold the bacon.
Just eggs.
Just eggs. Yeah,
combinations. We talked a lot about food this show, haven't we?
We're hungry.
Would you say that you're foodies? We're foodies?
Yeah. No, I think we're just judgy.
Maybe we are.
Judgy about food.
They should put us on MasterChef. We're three people.
I hear the job's going.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, Jack, Annie and Dean.
I wouldn't mind a pay rise.
Yes. Yeah. What do you call this? I couldn't pronounce half the food. I didn't.
That's true. I couldn't pronounce that bacon dish. I'll try and Google it. Let me see.
The bacon dish?
Yeah.
There was something the other day. She did a chocolatey thing that was a mousse but wasn't a mousse, which was something else, and it didn't set properly.
How do you pronounce this? Kaiser Fleisch.
Kaiser Fleisch, I think.
Yeah. It's that very thick bacon. Yes. Sorry to any vegetarians listening to the show at the moment. We've talked a lot about
meat. I like to keep my vegetarians from my carnivores separate.
What do you mean? Like they can't touch on your plate?
Well, some people like that.
Well, apparently in Japan they've got pretty inappropriate names for their dishes. Like if you've got chicken and egg, they call it the mother and child dish.
Oh.
You know?
I do like the Japanese, like a Japanese bento box or a Korean, I don't know what they call the Korean boxes, where they do have the little things separated out.
Are you a bit OCD about it?
Just
the food?
A bit.
Yeah.
Just a bit. I do like my food. I think it's just cold weather as well. It makes me want to eat.
I thought you meant makes you want your foods not to touch, which doesn't make any sense.
I want to eat food that doesn't touch.
Yeah. You okay, Dean?
You say
pineapples are eroding my brain. I think something's going on inside yours.
I think you might be right. Hey, stick around. We're going to be back in a moment to say goodbye. You're on Joy. Mm.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.